points to ponder. This episode, take a note of it. This morning I did something I've sworn I'd never do again. As I was dressing, there flashed into my mind an idea for a podcast program. I wanted to do it very much. I was delighted, even excited about the idea, and began turning over in my mind exactly how I'd go about it. There also blinked into my mind, from long habit, the warning light that flashes a sign reading, "Make a note of it." But the idea was so important, so big and interesting, this time making a note of the idea was superfluous. And so I continued to savor the thought, turning it this way and that way, mentally assessing its pros and its cons. Then something happened to distract me for just a few minutes. I forget what it was, nothing important. And then everything stopped, and I got that terrible sinking sensation in the pit of my stomach that comes to everyone who loses something of considerable value. My wonderful idea had gone. It had fled from my mind the instant I had turned my back on it, leaving not a trace, not a hint, or a clue. I've been trying to recall it ever since, but I know it's gone. Someday it might make another brief appearance. I was given the opportunity, and I blew it completely. Getting a great idea is like seeing a beautiful animal in the forest. In a twinkling, you're looking at the space where it stood. This has happened to me before, and I'm sure it must have been 15 or 16 years ago. I had left my office to make a quick call. I would be gone only 5 or 10 minutes, and I walked down the hall from my office to the elevators. There came to my mind the best idea I'd ever had. I remember thinking that finally, here was the greatest idea of my short and unimpressive career. And as I waited for the elevator, I kept marveling at how really great, how perfectly natural my idea was. It simply could not possibly fail. It was all I could do from jumping up and down and yelling "Eureka!" at the top of my voice. That's right, I didn't make a note of that idea either. I found, or should I say I thought, that one was far too good to forget it. And by the time I had turned to my office, I was sick. I remember closing my door, telling my secretary that I was not to be disturbed under any possible circumstances, and sitting there for hours trying to recapture the best idea of my lifetime. But it was gone, and it has never returned, not to this day. I wandered around in a fog for days afterwards, trying to remember what I had forgotten, and berating myself for being the kind of fool for not taking a second and making a note of the idea. Of course, it wasn't nearly that bad this morning, although it was bad enough. It's as though some invisible, mysterious being presents us from time to time with a wonderful idea, just to see what we'll do with it. If we grab it in both hands and hold on to it long enough to get it down on paper, why, fine, it's ours. But if we don't, it's snatched away as quickly as it came. There's a bit of satisfaction in the knowledge that there will always be other good ideas. Ideas that we will not let escape, that we will put to good use. Make certain that you are never far away from a pencil and paper. Resolve with all your might that no matter what you're doing, even if you're standing up in the shower, that you will immediately, as quickly as you can, get the idea in permanent form. It will save you a great deal of remorse.
Thanks for listening to Points to Ponder, Episode 1.